AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The job market recovery hit a bump last month. The AP Sagar Magani reports hiring was down sharply.
After adding 916,000 jobs in March, employers added just 266,000 last month.
The employment report was severely disappointing.
While many analysts predicted a gain of nearly a million jobs as virus restrictions eased and more businesses reopened, Grant Thornton chief economist Diane Swonk says there were losses across the board, except in the hospitality sector. She says this doesn't mean the recovery has stalled. It means people need to temper their expectations amid optimism.
It's a marathon, not a sprint. And this marathon just lost a little wind. We'll get more.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Jeff Zients, the White House coronavirus response coordinator, says more progress is being made on vaccinations.
Overall, by the end of today, we will hit two significant milestones in our vaccination program. 150 million Americans with at least their first shot, and 110 million Americans fully vaccinated.
Japan is extending its coronavirus state of emergency in Tokyo and other areas through May 31st. The Tokyo Summer Games are scheduled in July. Following the state conviction of Derek Chauvin, a federal grand jury has indicted Chauvin and three other former Minneapolis police officers involved in George Floyd's arrest and death. They are accused of willfully violating Floyd's constitutional rights. Chauvin was convicted last month on state charges of murder and manslaughter. The mayor of Atlanta, Keisha Lance Bottoms, says she's not running for re-election.
It is abundantly clear to me today that it is time to pass the baton on to someone else.
Bottoms watched her profile rise during the pandemic. This is AP News. Waiterless buffet-style automats were thought to be the future of dining in the early 20th century, but they died out in the 70s. Food was in cubbies and you picked out what you wanted. Stratus Morfigan, owner of the Brooklyn Dumpling House in New York, brought back the automats.
What I wanted to do is have the whole guest experience controlled by your smartphone. And that was the exciting part.
Restaurants are struggling during the pandemic. Morfigan says automats will save jobs in the long run. Mike Grams with Taco Bell likes the idea.
Some of it's for safety and I want a contactless experience. For other people, it's I just want to be left alone and go do my thing.
In its new Times Square cantina, Taco Bell has what it calls cubbies. Morfigan says cubbies alone won't work.
The automat is as good as the food. If your food is not on point, you will fail. Like anywhere else.
Morfigan says he's already sold about 100 franchise options. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.